You liked that, didn't you?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. I have my moments. It's Friday. It kind of just goes downhill from here.
Well, we could call this What the Fike with Gary Fike. Maybe not.
I think we'll get a hard pass on that. Thanks, Brandon. Although it made Gary laugh, and sometimes that's just worth it. Doesn't take much.
We are pleased to be joined by Gary Fike. He's the Extension Director here in Riley County. We're having a little fun. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good, good. Trying to get ready for Christmas, but I'm not making much progress.
Uh-oh. Are you one of those last-minute shoppers?
Typically not, but this year it appears that's the way it's going to have to be. So, yeah, not very far along.
Well, I did a lot of my shopping over the holiday weekend. I don't have it all done, but I think I've made more progress this year than most years. So.
Good, good.
Yeah. Now comes the fun of wrapping. I hate wrapping presents. I don't know.
That's the fun part of it. I like to wrap.
I disagree.
I love colorful Christmas paper. It's just kind of makes the season for me.
If I'd have my way, I would have my wife wrap her own presents. I can't stand wrapping presents. It's not something for me.
Not in your wheelhouse.
No.
You know, it's not just that I can't stand it. It's just that I'm not good at it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I remember.
Give me a pair of scissors and you should all be wary.
Right. I'm not sure I'm good at it. I just like doing it, I guess. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But the bags make it a lot easier. You just buy the brightly colored
bags.
Bags
are great.
And stick it in the bag.
Bags are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I better go get some more. Anyway, we got work to do, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
So we've got some other things that people need to be kind of thinking about here during the month of December, and that's enrollment for Medicare Part D.
That's right, Brandon. Megan Doherty, our family's agent, has been doing that since, I'm going to say the wrong date, October 15th maybe. December 7th is the last day that you can do that, so that's early next week. She told us last night or the night before last, I think she's done over 300 clients this year and saved those clients over $300,000 in Medicare prescriptions by switching to another plan. And so she goes on and compares plans for them and creates a savings for them, and they just love it. And you have to get an appointment. You can't just show up. And I think she's about booked up through next Tuesday. So if you haven't done that yet, maybe, and really need to get that done, you might call and see if she's got some open spots yet. But she's been pretty swamped.
Well, that's good to hear, because that means people are getting the help that they need. I suppose if you miss that, then you just auto-enroll into whatever?
I don't know. So that's out of my wheelhouse. Okay. We're gearing up also for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and we'll be starting that with January the 26th, I think, will be. Don't call us yet. We're not ready to take appointments yet. But we'll be doing that again soon. It's right around the corner. I mean, things are moving very quickly.
And who's eligible for that program?
Well, we call it low to moderate income. It's actually an IRS program, and we're the sponsoring local agency for that, or one of them. The Area Agency on Aging also, I think, does that. But we will provide that for folks whose household income is generally less than $57,000. So last year we did 699 electronically filed returns, another 17 or 18 paper returns. We had a few people that came in but then couldn't file for one reason or another, had other issues. But I think 727 or 728 people came in. So we were busy, and we'll be busy again this year.
Now, is that something that each extension office does in every county?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Many counties do, not all counties do. This, again, was started before I came, and so we just continue to do it. We do get a little bit of grant money to help pay some of the expenses, but most of it's volunteers, and we get a little grant money from the Caroline Pine Foundation, also Cons United Way.
All right. Yeah. Well, then that's a great program. And, you know, I haven't taken part in it, but I did do something similar years ago. And, you know, the service there was just excellent. This was in Nebraska when I lived up there, but you know, I certainly recommend it.
Yes, it is a great service, and you know, we have people who we mainly do pretty straightforward returns. Most people can't itemize anymore, so there's no Schedule A for most folks. Standard deduction's high enough now, but earned income credits, tax refunds, missed stimulus payments amounted to nearly $1.2 million for our clients last year. So that's money they get back. They get spent back in the community.
And there's so many stimuluses. It's hard to keep track of all that. I think this is going to be a year where doing your taxes is going to be more complicated than ever.
Well, you know, everybody talks about simplifying the tax code, but nobody ever does anything about it. So it becomes more difficult. And then, like last year, they extended the tax filing deadline to May 17th. The year before, they did till July 15th because of the pandemic. I mean, it's just it kind of complicates things a little bit, but we muddle our way through it. The biggest thing that happened last year was unemployment benefits used to be fully taxable. Well, midway through the tax season and change in administration, they said, well, no, the first $10,500 or whatever is not taxable. So then we had to do amendments for the state returns. The state of Kansas wasn't on top of that one. Federal government took pretty good care of that, but we had to do a lot of last-minute shuffling, and it creates a lot of extra work and stress. But we got through it, and we've got you know, Sue Simmons is our other site coordinator besides myself, and she does a fantastic job as well as all our volunteers.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. January 26th, that's when the program will start up, so good to hear. I know you've been working on this Rural Revitalization Conference that's coming up in February.
Yes, sir. We skipped it last year because of COVID, but in 2020, COVID broke like right after we held it in 2020. Rural Revitalization Conference held in Leonardville at Frontage 109, and we're going to repeat that the last Wednesday of February of 2022, which is the 23rd, and that'll be held at the Fairview Church in Riley, just right there by Riley County High School. And what we try to do is focus on small rural entrepreneurs and encouraging people who have that entrepreneurial spirit that would like to maybe open or thinking of doing a side gig or something. We've got the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center representative, Carl Klein, coming out. We've got a person from the governor's office on rural prosperity coming. We also have USDA rural development folks coming out, as well as small rural entrepreneurs talking about their experiences. We are looking for sponsors for that program right now, and but it will be held. It's scheduled. We'll hold it. There will be a registration fee to cover lunch and some other things, but it's going to be a great event. And there's just been, you know, this pandemic thing has kind of made people look at other sources of income from time to time and do something a little bit different. So we think this will be very helpful for those folks.
Yeah, no kidding. And you look at those areas up in northern Riley County, there's probably some really good opportunities for an entrepreneur.
There is, and there's some really great entrepreneurs up there doing some pretty unique things. We've got a lot of small businesses. We have a lot of small restaurants, catering deals. But we also have the host site 2 years ago was Frontage 109, run by Stacy and Brian Wirtz up there. And she also does hairstyling in the back of that, but she rents out this facility for events, and that's where we held it. There are people with, you know, hunting opportunities with Ember Woods was there, who has a unique wood products thing there in Riley. And Scott Jacobs runs that, and he spoke at our program a couple years ago. So there's a lot of stuff going on. There really is.
We were just having a conversation in our newsroom the other day about, I think we're talking about just kind of how there's a little bit of lack of, you know, convenience stores or grocery stores up in that area, especially in Randolph. I think Randolph's kind of missing out on that opportunity. Wouldn't that be neat to have something maybe start up there like that?
Well, they've got they've got what we call the Randolph Walmart. Are you familiar with Sharp's Convenience Store in Randolph?
I guess not.
It's right there on Highway 77, and a guy by the name of Dave Sharp runs that. And I literally, you can get anything in that store you want, except for maybe, I don't know, elephant feed. But you can get just about anything else you want there. They have meat. groceries, sell gasoline, fishing, some hardware. You really can get about anything there. Randolph's got a good store, but it's hard to make a full-time living sometimes in small towns with a business, but it can be a nice side income and sometimes develop into something more with mail order and so many people ordering things online. There's also that possibility.
Yeah, I can certainly see that. Well, that's good to – thanks for highlighting that, because I think most people like myself who maybe aren't as familiar with the rural area just don't know about it.
The thing you need to go up there for, and I'm sincerely honest, go to Sharp's convenience store right there on the corner at Randolph, right along the highway. He has the best soft serve ice cream. It's really good, and you can get lots of different flavors, and it's very reasonably priced. Okay. I sometimes go there just to get ice cream.
Okay. Well, that's duly noted there for sure. As far as other things here in the works, anything else you're working on?
We've got a number of things going on. We actually just held our annual meeting the other night. On Wednesday night and held it at the Manhattan Zoo, the Sunset Zoo, and that was very successful. But the other thing maybe I'd talk about a little bit is we are looking at forming an extension district with other counties. It doesn't mean extension is going away. It's just that we're joining forces maybe to pool resources and become more efficient, have agents that cross county lines. So last night we met with Marshall, Pottawatomie, Waubunsee, and Geary County. We met in Westmoreland with board members from each of those extension councils, plus the agents. And we talked about the possibility of forming a district. And that the extension district law has been in place since the early 90s. And I think there's now 21 extension districts with 2 to 5 counties in each one of them. And so that's something we're looking at.
Okay. Well, that'd be interesting to follow that. What do you think of the new hire yesterday at K-State?
Well, I tell you what, it's great to have a person who has a background in the land-grant system. Dr. Linton, I think, is going to be fantastic. I heard him talk on the radio yesterday and the news release. You know, we, of course, are a little bit biased, those of us in agriculture. But, you know, Kansas, let's face it, is very agriculturally based. And K-State being the land-grant university, and the one that he mentioned, even teaching, research, and extension are the three main things with a land-grant university. And we were happy, of course, that he remembered extension in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking of you guys yesterday when he made those comments. So, all right. Well, Gary, about out of time here. Anything else?
Nope. I appreciate you guys having me out here, and I always enjoy visiting with you. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you out in the community, Gary. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Karen Hibbert will be with us next here from Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's already in the studio with Dave, so we'll have her in just a moment.